God, the fog is thick today. I'm at the dog park and I can't see a damn thing. But I gotta tell you, I know it's here. So as soon as I'm done with this recording, I'm gonna go check the gates and start throwing the ball for the Beavers. And Emmett might try to steal it too. You know, he often does. You know, it's sort of funny because Emmett really doesn't want the ball. He just doesn't want Bruce to always have it. Some of y'all know what it's like because you've been here. The dog park, the horse area, the walking trail down by the river. It's where I have my daily adventures, sort of like jumping mouse, noticing who am I today and who are those around me. What roles have I given them to play? Busy mice, old mice, raccoon. Ah. You see, memory is imagination, and here's the thing. If you delay doing your Feel It Real sessions, you're just living in a state that involves delay. In other words, anything that you imagine up, you're probably also building delay into it. And what I want you to do, I want you to write this down. Instead of building delay into it, build in memory. Neville says memory is imagination. And obviously, now the fun thing is, some people say that revision only changes memories. Okay, that might be true. But without memory, there is no past. I personally, from what I can tell, revision actually changes things. Not just memories, like memories are different than reality. Because here's the thing, guys. I've got memories of the dog park. Of me and my friend Harry. I can remember meeting specific people in our group here. I know where the gates are. Where the water sprinklers are. I've got memories. I've got memories of physical events. I also have memories of imaginal events. Before I used to go fight. When I was doing the semi-pro karate thing, I would create memories of basically whooping on Lenny. I'd create memories of having already had whooped on Lenny to the point where when I walked in the ring, I knew I whooped on you. Right? Before it physically happened. You see, you're going to live your day based on some kind of memory. And we talked about the whole book thing. And I want you to get this because do not limit your memories based on what physically has happened. Remember, consciousness is the only reality. Inside of consciousness, there's what leads and what follows. And your past is constructed from both, physical and imaginal. In other words, your past is in consciousness. And since consciousness is the only reality, why not stack your deck? And I'm not saying improve your odds. Why don't you make your deck all aces? Listen to that plane. It's low because of the fog, too. You know, it's cool the plane is being navigated in. The plane, I'm sure, has some sort of navigation system. You do, too. And your navigation system, it might be onboard flight radar, like what an F-16 might have. It might be instructions coming from the control tower. But it's all you. Here's the thing, guys. How many memories of the day ahead have you planted? How many memories? I know I'm going to get a great deal for lunch. I'm going to have a lovely time out tonight at neighbor Ron's 60th birthday party. It's going to be a blast, and it's going to be a blast because I've already experienced it. I hope sex is good. I've already experienced great sex. You get it? And it's all sex, it's all dance, it's all in and out, up and down. You just don't shoot for the end, you enjoy the bridges. How many times do you imagine bridges that suck? And that gives you a dream-driven day that's full of bridges that suck, that struggle. Honest to God, you can take, remember with revision, do not let this become a fix-it tool. Let it become a palette. In which take your wins and make them mega wins. What do you think Jumping Mouse did? Jumping Mouse didn't just have a win. Ooh, I crouched low, jumped high, got wet, saw the Sacred Mountains, went back and stayed there. Jumping Mouse kept going. He let himself be haunted. He fell in love with his vision to the point where he surrendered so fully to it that it had to be physical as well. So, go play. Create some lovely memories. Don't settle. Create some lovely memories, because memories are imagination. It's funny, as I talk to you right now, the fog is lifting. And as the fog lifts, I think I can see one of Brucey's friends now on the dog park. You see, they may have been there all along. Your dream-driven day, it's been there all along. But sometimes you can't see it through the fog. And so what do you do? Persist. Just stick around. Don't make this force. Persist playfully. I promise you, if you do, you'll discover the dog park's been there all along. And maybe even your friends are out there playing all along. I'll guarantee it. So go give life to even more memories. Really, really get. You don't have to passively remember the past. You can actively remember what you've chosen. Because to live a passive life means you're living for a paycheck. I'll do something now for a paycheck later. I hope the boss actually brings them. By the way, I love the way themes echo in TV shows and stuff. We were watching The Affair, and one of the things that showed up more than once was, did he bring the checks? Right? I already did the work. Did Oscar bring the checks? You get, the only reason that happens in a TV show is because people can relate to it. I don't want you to relate to work anymore. Work being defined as you do something now for a paycheck later. I want you to give life to memories now so you have memories now. Because at some point, it gets a little confusing. And here's going to be my closing. Ready? When I came to Australia, I discovered this thing called very, very, very heavy wood. Victoria and I have a fireplace. Some of you have been there. Remember it? Those of you who haven't, remember it anyway. But when I moved here, I discovered that I got to carry heavy, 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 heavy wood in the house. And old damage to my arms from when I was in those riots acted up. And I was building an empire. Still am. I was writing a couple articles a day, chain smoking 40, 50 rolly cigarettes. You know, writing 4 or 5 articles a day, answering emails, building my network so I'm easy to find and impossible to escape from. And I noticed some days I couldn't type, I could only cry, because my arms hurt that bad. You see, I put my elbows in front of my face so my face wouldn't get destroyed when I was getting kicked around, right, like a rag doll. Right. By the way, you get, that's a memory that doesn't bother me, because it's a revised memory. It's almost like a story that happened to someone else that I can tell you about. You get it? Meanwhile, I started revising my day. I started revising, instead of writing 2 articles before I couldn't type anymore and just had to cry because my arms hurt so bad. I revised that I wrote 5, maybe 10 articles, had a blast. And at some point, those memories became my reality. And at some point, my elbows haven't hurt in years. I don't know when it changed. But all I know is part of my dream was having a body that's fun and functional. And part of what's happened is having a body that's fun and functional. And I don't know when those memories changed. And there goes my buddy. He doesn't even see me. Good Lord. Alrighty. That's it, guys. Go play. Let this be about your today. And really now revision. That was sort of like the secret part of this lesson. Catch you in a Facebook group. By the way, if you haven't been playing there, revise that. to the point where you do. Because there's a lot of gold there. And it so much amplifies. The Facebook group is where it gets refined. Getting gold from the lessons, it gets refined by the play. See ya.